Well, good morning. It's a overcast, but not so bad, if that's possible, day here in Auckland, New Zealand. It's coming towards the end of June. And what a June it's been, eh? New Zealand, we've had 2 weekends off for those out there who employ people. That creates its own challenges, having two weekends off where either side of the weekend is a holiday, therefore people with a 3 day break. It's only natural, of course, but you've got that, plus you've got the present medical situation where a lot of people are very wary of being in contact with others on a regular basis, i.e. working in an office situation. And also, there's the specter of potential medical issues popping up again, regardless whether you're in an office or not. So we look now at the fact that we're entering, or we are actually already in a scenario where people are mingling with others, and consequently, there are medical issues, and these medical issues certainly affect business. Now, I'm here to talk a bit about business, not 100% about business, but let's take a look at business. There's two types of businesses that we could immediately think of: those with employees and those without employees. Those without employees, well, they're one person using technology affair. And the other one is where you have the responsibility, two-way reporting, investors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More people involved, the more complicated, but of course you can get a lot more done if you have a viable evolving plan or a unique product that no one else can get or do, or service that no one else can do or get. At the moment, I'm looking at both. So today we'll look at the more challenging one, in my opinion, the more interesting one, and that is having a business where there's very few employees, if any. Now, whether you aim to have employees or an IPO or whatever, the thing is you're starting now. So let's look at for those who are wanting to start up a business. Now let's paint a picture so it's easier for us to understand who we're referring to. Let's paint a picture of a person who's going to start a business. And that person's very good at something. Not necessarily good at anything else, but from a business point of view, that person's got something to offer. Whether it's educational coaching, some sort of advisory capacity, changing the world via inventions and et cetera. Whatever it is, that person is on his or her pod by themselves until such a time as recognition happens and people say, "Oh, I'd like to follow that person." Speaking of following, I'm walking the dog. So if you hear me breathing a bit labored, that's why. But it is important whenever you're doing anything to maintain physical fitness. Walking a dog is good. Those people who run a dog, run with a dog. I'm not up to that yet. Maybe one day it will be, but walking a dog every day, rain or shine, it's good. And presently, I'm walking up a hill. Now, this is a good, I wouldn't say analogy or segue. I won't bore you with the cliches, although I just have. But this is a good example. Everything is uphill. And if you look at those things that are uphill, then there certainly will be uphill. You've got to imagine that the challenges in front of you are more downhill than uphill once you reach a certain level, certain stage. So knowing where the crest is, just like any mountain, any hill, there will always be false crests. That's something that looks like the top, but actually isn't the top. There's another top, higher, but further away, the one that you've gone up to, plateaus out, and there's another bigger crest in front of you. So let's think of what's ahead of you as more of a downward beginning. And as you rise up to the slopes, there'll be one or two or more false crests. So what do we need to be using? Excuse me. We need to be using what was not available to previous generations. That is the internet. We all know why the internet is important, because it's a free communication tool where you can bring really important things to people, providing they want to listen, providing they want to see, and providing they want to bite the pizza that you're offering. So everyone's got this tool, and not many people actually use it to its best ability. That's what we're going to talk about now. So there are various platforms out there that we've spoken about here and there. You're starting off as a consultant or a business. Obviously, you wake up one morning and say, shit, I think I can do this. I can think of many people I want to be. You say to yourself, shit, I think I'll be Gary Vaynerchuk. Start offering advice to people and just being a person in front of other people. Pulling no punches, not pretending to be someone else. Or you might be any one of a number of known personalities who are very good at what they do, and they gather huge communities around them. They have podcasts, they have various other things, presentations, and conferences, and online and in person. They talk to interesting people. So you may want to be one of those people. You may want to be a motivator. You may want to be a consultant. You may want to be a presenter. So whatever it is that you think you're good at, you're going to have to start practicing either in front of the mirror with some friends, or just go and do it. Just go and do it. Now, you might want to start up a Facebook page that has next to nothing on it. Start pumping stuff in there. You might have 2 or 3, 4 or 5 relatives or accidental stumblers onto your page, and you can do things there. So let's look at the platforms which you should be getting a presence on to announce your arrival and then cement that arrival by gathering communities around you. So first of all, we know the social media platforms that we're all familiar with, or should be familiar with: Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and then there's LinkedIn, and of course the daddy of many of them is YouTube. One of the easiest ways for you to get action, to get on the board, is to make a video. Now that's with the camera facing you as you go about your business, talking, coaching, even, you know, talking headpiece to camera. You've got to start somewhere. So do that. If you're for some reason embarrassed, you don't want people to see what you look like, then you can do audio. You can strip that audio. However, let's go with the YouTube video. This is going to be the daddy. I want you to make a long form video. Everything else is small size, snack size, as we know. But YouTube caters for the long form video very well. It's got a long tail. That thing will remain there for many years. People can see it. Morning. People will see that for many years down the track. So you make a video. My advice is to start to learn the creator tools that are freely available from YouTube. Also, Facebook, etc. These creator tools are marvelous. They offer you a lot of stats, insights. So you make your video. It's long. It's an hour long. It's 10 minutes long. However long you can make it long. Try not to edit it in the beginning and see where you might have to edit it, but show people in that video what you do. Don't tell them what you do. Show them. So if you're a presenter, have a video of you presenting. A coach, have a video of you actually coaching. Show people what you do. Show them, don't tell them. Now you've got that, you can cut up that video into wee chunks. You can segment it, posing a question, answering it, doing this, doing that. You then populate your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok with those snack size things. Now with TikTok, you might have an issue, landscape portrait. So you'll get used to doing the portrait on your phone in particular. But nevertheless, you can do things with landscape. So film and landscape. Get used to editing using the creative tools freely available. Make some mistakes, get rid of them, edit them out, or leave them in. It's up to you. My advice would be edit them out so you learn how to take out stuff that's not required. The coughs, the ums, the ahs, and all that sort of stuff. How do you film yourself consulting? Well, obviously you need permission of the person you're consulting to and with and for. So a good idea there is to give them a free consultation. Notice how I said the word them, though I was referring to a person. Very strange, isn't it? Strange thing about English language. How you pluralize an individual. Anyway, when you reference it. You might do a free consultation, like you film it. If necessary, you film it in such a way that you can put a phone on a tripod and do it that way. So you have to be reasonably steady, both of you. And it'll be a talking consultation. Now, with Facebook, you've got a business page and your personal page. You don't want to have too much personal stuff appearing on your personal page because it might be an overflow. But you can separate easily by having your business page about business and your personal page about whatever you want it to be. Just beware that there will be overflow. Also, be prepared for negative comments. Embrace them. You may not have to reply to them, or maybe you do. You might have a policy eventually that you reply once and stop the ping pong match by that's it. There's all sorts of things you can do, but for the meantime, be aware that a business page is where you put your business stuff. And a personal page, although it sounds crazily simple, is where you put your personal stuff. Twitter, good, more business people on there. 150 characters out here in New Zealand, 140, whatever it is. Learn to abbreviate your thoughts, and your personality has to come through as well. So look at others who you admire for their ability to abbreviate and personalize and throw some humor into it. Who are these people? Some of them are very, very good. Their cutting remarks come across as not as a snipe, but as a little gem. You see these people, some of them are wordsmiths. Some of them aren't wordsmiths. Some of them are just people who have a natural knack of being able to reply to a conversation, input a conversation, or just start off a conversation by using all sorts of things, double entendre, or have pronounced it, various things, a bit of ambiguity, the odd pun. So look at those people who you feel on Twitter have got that. LinkedIn is a bit weird because it's about business, but a lot of people are using it as a sort of social media platform, which is not about business. So they start throwing all sorts of stuff. So it's a place where people espouse various things, do certain things, and you know, it's a lot of it is first person narrative. I did this, I did that. You need to build up a following. When I first started LinkedIn, I thought better to have very few rather than more. I think it's better to have more. Go for over 500, say we've got 500 plus. Try and communicate with those who are in the same interest area as you. We're going to go over these things in depth. In the meantime, I'm going very quickly. Instagram, well, we all know what Instagram is. It's very photo-orientated, very image-orientated. So choose carefully and make sure that because of the coordination between Facebook and WhatsApp and Instagram, all owned, of course, by Meta, you've got to be looking at decision-making. You put the same images up on Facebook as you do on Instagram and Vicky Verka. Well, obviously, if you have separate images on those platforms, it'd be much better. But you've got to find your voice on Instagram. Now, we're not talking about conversations and conversions yet. We'll talk about that later on. What we're looking at now is getting your presence on Instagram. Now, you may have a budget, you may not. So if you don't have a budget, you don't have any employees, you're sitting there by yourself somewhere in a room or no room, you've got a laptop, you've got a phone, that's probably enough, but you need a product or a service to go with. So if you're confident that your product or services is needed and wanted by people who are willing to pay you, then you've got to say to yourself, the aim of all these things that I'm doing is to get customers who are willing to pay for my services or product. Otherwise, it's a hobby. Some of the stuff that you might do might be hobby-like, might be a social responsibility, but the majority of your input now must have some form of relevance as opposed to, you know, in the line of a call to action, CTA, where people can buy your product or services. That's what you're in business for. Without sales, they're very, very difficult to hold a business. So we're talking about people who don't have a lot of money, or maybe they do have some money, but they know where. They know that they ought to figure out where to spend it properly. The old question, I'm wasting half my money on advertising, but the problem is I don't know which half. You see these things quite regularly. How much money is too much money? Well, we're going to start now on this new series that I'm doing, particularly in July, as I'm actually doing it with you, with virtually no money. And there'll come a time when you're going to have to advertise. You have to spend wisely. So obviously, you need to know your target audience, etc. But let's start off number one. Do you have a product or a service that you think other people are willing to pay for? You know, what does it do? How does it make money? How does it make the world a better place? And does it have a certain section of the marketplace where there's a hole, a need? All those sort of questions, separate conversation if we have to, but does your product or service stand up? Is it actually a needed product that makes a difference, or is it a bit like vanity publishing from the old days? You know, you get a book with your name on it, just simply say you got a book with your name on it. So first thing is, before we dabble into social media, and we haven't spoken about TikTok or YouTube properly. Remember, YouTube is the second biggest search engine. The first biggest search engine is YouTube. Sorry, it's Google, who owns YouTube. So when you're doing SEO for a website, you have to think about also having a YouTube channel, because people will search for how to do things. Many times people go there more than the normal Google. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I fix my car? My car's an obscure model from 1973. Well, more than likely you've got a chance of someone having that same model, same year, the same problem, and that problem has been fixed in front of you. So you got that, then you've got music and all sorts of things. So remember these stats. YouTube, second biggest search engine. Google, the biggest search engine. Google owns YouTube. So you've got the first two search engines tied up right there. Concentrate on those things. Plus, YouTube has some fantastic stats gathering tools that they'll give you for free. And of course, as you know, YouTube will pay you once you get to a certain level of audience. They will do a revenue share with you. It's reasonably healthy. It's not overly healthy if you've got very few people, but if you've got a lot of people, it is reasonably healthy. And some people survive on it quite well. Next thing is, before we go, TikTok. It is being stated that TikTok is now the number one website in the world, overtaking Google. That may or may not be true, but it's certainly been said by people with authority. So all those things, let's get back into the series, which we'll be getting heavily into in July. First of all, find your product or service. Make sure that it's desirable. In other words, what does it do? How does it make money? How does it make the world a better place for people? That's philosophically cool. But it has to make it a little bit easier, a bit better. And importantly, is there a hole in that market where people who do that segment aren't doing it well enough where you can do it better? So product or service. Then we can look at the people you're going to target, and that'll help us shape the social media plan that we're going to do, which will be about building up a brand and creating conversations and conversions. We will be looking at things like Canva. So we'll use the free tools in the beginning, and then we'll move on to some paid versions if we have to. But certainly the free tools which are out there, your Canva, your LinkedIn, your YouTube, and your Twitter, your TikTok, your Facebook, your Instagram. That's probably more than enough, but you've got to write down what you've got to offer, what your product, what your service. Know that thing inside out and backwards. Do a little bit of research so that we know we need to promote that, get CTAs on there. We need to be obviously using various things. There's all sorts of things to use apart from a website. There's different ways of doing it, which we all know about, email marketing, all these different things. Are they relevant in 2022? What's the target audience? Think of it, or going to be thinking of it. Those things we'll address in our upcoming series. Anyway, wherever you are, do take care. Sit back. Think of that product or service that you've got. Think of who wants it, why they want it, and how you can deliver it. Then think about, oh, gee, how much would those people be willing to pay? What's a fair pay, a fair amount that I should charge? What are my overheads? Am I making a profit of that, out of that fee? How many do I need to sell per month? Okay, I'm retaining my customers, consumers, what I need to do to keep them happy, and then how do I bring on new people? How many new people are? When do I need the other staff? All those sort of things can be answered down the track in your mind once you've thought of your product, your service, the product or service, product and service. Who's going to be your customers? They're the most important people in the world. Your customers, clients, or consumers, the three C's, are going to be the ones that are going to pay you for your living. Now, whatever your goals are, short-term or long-term, whether you want to buy a house, go on a holiday, or look after your family, it all starts here. If you've got a product or service that other people want to buy, is it surrounding you? Okay, good. If it's surrounding you, something happens to you, what happens to their product or service? Can you replicate or duplicate that so people near and dear to you can take over? Or is it so personality driven that's only going to be you that can deliver it because people like your personality, you're an outgoing person, and it's the strength of your personality that brings to bear the attention required? All those things are not in the bag until we find out what product or service you have that others are prepared to and want to purchase off you. wherever you are, take care and have a wonderful day.